Isaiah chapter 52. Wake up, wake up. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your splendid clothes, O Jerusalem, you holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean will no longer come into you. Shake the dust off yourself. Arise and sit, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For this is what the Lord says. You were sold for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money. For this is what my Lord, the Lord, says. In time past, my people went down to Egypt to live there, and Assyria oppressed them for no reason. And now, who do I have here? Says the Lord. For my people were taken undeservedly. Those ruling them make them howl, says the Lord, and my name is continuously despised all day long. This is why my people will know my name. This is why they will know on that day that I am he who speaks and says, Here I am. How becoming on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings good news of well-being, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, Your God reigns. There is the voice of your watchmen. They raise their voice. They are jubilant together, for they will see face to face when the Lord returns to Zion. Break out into singing. Be jubilant together, you desolate areas of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made his holy arm bare in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, get out of there. Do not touch any unclean thing. Go away from her. Be purified, you who carry the Lord's equipment. For you will not go out in haste, and you will not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will gather you up at the rear. Behold, my servant will act prudently. He will be exalted and extolled, and he will be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, such was the disfigurement of his appearance, more than that of any man, and of his looks, more than that of any of the sons of Adam, so he will sprinkle many nations. Kings will shut their mouths at him, for they will see what was never told them, and they will contemplate what they had never heard before.